The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Many of you are probably familiar with the name Matt Chandler. He is one of the rising stars in the Southern Baptist Convention. I say rising star has been around for a long time. But he has been pastor of the Village Church in Flower Mound, Texas, for quite some time now. Very, very popular conference speaker, and the Village Church has just seen absolutely explosive growth. I have no idea how many thousands of people they have in the main campus, and then they have satellite churches around Texas. So he's quite influential, particularly among young pastors, young Christian leaders, and so forth. And I'm so grateful for what he said just recently. The headline I'm looking at says, Matt Chandler warns, church is no longer about discipleship, but being entertained. I could not agree more. Here's what he says, at least in part. Matt Chandler, lead pastor of the Village Church in Texas, recently criticized the amusement-driven church and encouraged Christians to participate in the body of Christ for the purposes of discipleship and community, not entertainment. Now, how many people do you know? And I hope you're not one of them. I hope you're not. But how many people do you know that are drawn to a church because of the praise band? You know, the lights, the special effects, the praise band. It's so cool. Oh, it's so cool. Rather than the preaching, the content, whether they're actually discipling people and challenging people to be radical disciples of Jesus Christ. Well, you probably know several, because this is a huge trend in the church today. Matt Chandler in this interview went on to say, my passion has not changed. I do not want to be a conference speaker. That is not what we are doing. You and I are so overstimulated. You and I are so overwhelmed with fast-paced, energized entertainment that we have developed a real idealized sense of life without a real low pain tolerance. The church herself no longer is about discipleship, no longer is about being shaped, no longer is it about being formed, it's about being entertained in the gathering. And I'm reading this and I'm going, yeah, amen, Matt, it's true. Quote, while the Village Church continues to expand, Matt Chandler emphasized that his plan is not to ever develop an arena culture. I like that. Because it's true. Many churches have an arena culture. It's all about entertainment. He goes on, an arena culture expects everything to be put together when we arrive. But he added, this is family. This isn't showing up with a swag bag under our chair and everything done for us. This is us serving one another that shows our personal preferences are secondary to the manifold wisdom of God being made visible among us. I'm not interested in an arena culture. I want to grow together, and that doesn't happen by preaching sermons. That happens when we're on the ground together. I want to reorient your mind around what it means to belong to a church. It's not this. This is breathing in, being nourished, so that we can get back out and do the work of community. My job and the job of vocational ministers is not to do the work of ministry, but rather to help you see, spot, be trained in your giftedness and then unleash that giftedness on the world around us so that you have been called to ministry. He went on, we've got it all backwards. Y'all think that we have been called to ministry, and that's why the manifold wisdom of God isn't seen globally, because it's not that Village Church has 50 ministers. It's that Village Church has 6,000 ministers. That's how the manifold wisdom of God is seen. It's not that you've got a job and then you've also got a ministry. No, your ministry is your job. You can't separate those out. God's call on your life is to faithfully work where you are doing the work of reconciliation and being an ambassador for Christ. The eternal weight behind everything you're doing is crazy significant. Now, I'm encouraged by that because Matt Chandler is very influential, particularly among young pastors. Young pastors are being torn in so many different directions. Many young pastors are following after the rock star guys. And they have at their church an arena culture. It's a rock concert. It's entertainment. And I've been in those churches. You walk in, the entertainment is up on the stage. It's a performance. Congregation isn't participating. You look around, nobody's singing. Everybody's got their coffee in their hand, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. But they're standing there with their coffee in their hand, and they're observing the show on the stage. And it's good, man, because they have practiced. But nobody's participating. Nobody's singing. Nobody knows what the songs are. They're looking around, holding their coffee, you know, talking to each other, looking at their watch. They're not participants. They're being entertained by the people on the stage, and that is not what God desires. Now, let me be very quick to say and very clear. I believe that whatever we do for God should be done with excellence. If you have a choir, it ought to be the best it can possibly be. If you have a praise band, it needs to be the very best it can possibly be. I have seen some horrible praise bands. Oh, my God, they're good. They're so bad. They're so bad. We need to give God our best. So they need to be good musicians. They need to practice. They need to know what they're doing. The service needs to be planned out well. That doesn't mean that there's no room for spontaneity. There's no room for the Holy Spirit to do something. That's not what I'm saying. But it should be planned out well. It should be executed well because we're doing it for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But it should never be a performance. Never be a performance. The church members should never be just an audience looking at the performers up on the stage. A concert where you simply go and listen to the professionals. No. And I believe that's what Matt Chandler is saying, and I think that's very encouraging because, again, he has the ear, the mind, the hearts of a lot of young pastors across the country. And I wish that more of these very, very influential pastors would say things like this, so that the young guys understand what the purpose of church and worship is all about. For a lot of years now, the way we have developed worship is that the worship team gets together with a pastoral team, and they sit around and they say, well, what do you think people will like? What are the songs that people like? What are the most popular songs on the radio today? And the whole thrust of the planning is, what do you think will draw people, impress people? What will people like? Well, I think it's great that people like your worship. But the primary focus should be, hey, what do you think will please and honor God? What could we do this Sunday in our worship service that would point people to a holy God, an awesome God? What do you think God would be pleased with this coming Sunday? Unfortunately, that's not done very often. So much of our worship has become man-centered rather than God-centered. And I think that's exactly what Matt Chandler is saying. And I say, Matt Chandler, may your tribe increase. Good for him. I hope a lot, particularly of young pastors, will listen and heed. All right. Maybe you want to talk about that. 877-BOB-LIVE is my number. 877-262-5483. And we will return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. There is another phone number that's very important, and I believe, I should check, but I believe today is the last day for our Christian Solidarity International campaign, where we have the privilege and the honor of literally setting slaves free in northern Sudan. Mostly women, some children. They have all been slaves at least since 2005. Some of them have been slaves since the late 1980s. They've been in slavery ever since then. Many of them were born in slavery. That's all they've ever known, is to be a slave owned by a radical, cruel Muslim slave owner. And I don't have time to go into all the details. I did that several times last week. But for $250, a slave can be set free. Right now, your gifts will enable either 39 or 40. And again, I'm not sure which, because we're waiting for a check that was promised that has not been received yet. I'm hoping and assuming it will. Until it is received, we can't technically count it. With that check, we're slightly over $10,000. Without that check, we're just a little bit under $10,000. So we have liberated either 39 or 40 slaves, and you can be a part of it. And again, I think today is the last day. 888-253-3522. I don't have access to the call center, so I don't know how many have called, but I am asking God that today, this Friday, we will have five people call. 888-253-3522. Here's the number again. Write it down. 888-253-3522. It's Friday. We open the phones wide open on Friday. And we have the privilege of talking to Jack over in Worthington. Hey, Jack, how are you today?
Fine, Bob. How are you?
I am blessed. I am well. Thank you for asking.
Number one, I want to thank you very much for standing up for the unborn and standing up for immorality. God bless you for that.
Well, thank you.
It's
a privilege.
I look at these Democrats, Bob. Like this new bill the Democrats passed.
Yeah, the Equality Act, so-called.
This is the kind of government they're going to have during the tribulation period. Each and every one of them, I can see Satan right behind them. You know, the rapture is very near. These people stand for that stuff are going to go through. That's the kind of government they'll have during the tribulation. I thank God I won't be there.
Well, me either, Jack. Me either. And if Jesus comes back tonight, I will give you a high five on the way up, all right?
Oh, man, will I? You know, there will not be, where I'm going, there won't be sodomy. There won't be killing innocent babies. We're going to be loving babies, not killing them.
Well, and there's not going to be sorrow, heartache. There won't be any death. There won't be any sickness. Jack, there won't be any paralysis. No more, no more, no more, no more. We'll both get a new body.
Well, the only thing about my paralysis, it did bring me to Christ.
Well,
And that is the important thing.
Well, it is.
Because I know this is only a piece of sand in the middle of the Mojave Desert when you think of eternity.
Yeah, that's very true.
I think of eternity, like you say, there is no sickness or health.
Yeah.
All we're going to do all our life is praising the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those that think God has done away with the Jews, what is that? What is the theology? It's not theology.
Replacement theology.
Yeah, replacement theology.
Yeah, replacement theology.
They better rewrite the book of Revelation. I thank God that I love the Jews. There's going to be millions of Jews in heaven.
Yeah.
I'm going to reign. The Bible says we're going to reign with Jesus Christ in the Holy Lands amongst the Jews.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel right at home with them.
All right, Jack. Hey, I hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for calling. It's always good to talk to you.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. If you're a new listener, Jack is paralyzed and in a nursing home over in Worthington. But from Jack's own account, he was a pretty wicked, evil dude. He was, and he is the first one that will tell you that. But God used some real adversity in his life, including his paralysis, to bring him to Christ. And every time he calls, he is just praising God from his bed in the nursing home over there in Worthington. And I'm grateful for Jack. I am. I'm grateful for all of our listeners, and especially when I realize that you folks have given enough sacrificially to set free at least 39 slaves, possibly 40, because you called 888-253-3522. I'm just asking God for five people. Now, I won't know till Monday how many people called today. I don't have access to the call center, so I can't tell whether anybody's called today. But I know this audience, and listen, you've given around $10,000. Our goal was only $6,750. And if we're done, if we're finished, I am just rejoicing and thanking God. I'm not complaining. I am thrilled. And if we're done, we're done. That's fine. But I have a feeling we're not done yet. I have a feeling that at least a few more of you want to be involved in setting a slave free in the name of Jesus. So I want to give you the opportunity to do that. Here's the number, 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Quick break. We'll be back with the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Rennie Live. Don't you dare go away. We'll be back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.